the word.
The following program's views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. The Word, hope you'll be able to stick with us. And it's kind of sloppy out on the highways out there right now, driving up at sprinkling and sometimes getting a little harder, and it's just kind of drifting through the area. But what a change from last week, driving in on Friday afternoon. All the leaves were on the trees this week. Hardly any leaves on the trees. They're all coming down pretty fast out there, but it's still in its own way. It's got its own unique kind of beauty, and one of the things I like is the variety and the changes here in northeastern Ohio this time of year. But if you're out there, just watch out. There's probably a few slick spots due to rain and everything. Don't have to start worrying about snow just yet, but I guess maybe a little later on next week they're saying it's going to get cooler. But, well, we're going to get into our program here today. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here with us this afternoon with your question about the Bible or current events in the light of God's Word. That's 888-677-9673. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again and just give you honor and glory, Lord. Just praise you for the opportunities that you've given us, Lord, to serve you in some small way. Pray that you bless the program today. Help us to be an encouragement, a help, and a blessing to somebody today, that we might be able to point people to Christ, and that if there's somebody struggling with some things, maybe something that we talk about today, that you could use that to make a difference in that person's life. Father, bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I had the opportunity last night out in Mentor, Ohio. They had a Talker's Tour or whatever, but some of the people from Salem Communications, 1220 AM here is a part of the Salem Communications Network. And they had Dennis Prager, if you're familiar with some of these talk show hosts, Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved speaking, and also the actor John Voight. And talk about things with the election coming up and the issues surrounding this election. And I think just about each one of them, as they were speaking, talked about how it just seems like our country is on a turning point here, right? One way or the other, either trying to turn back more in line with our founding principles and the Judeo-Christian ideals and beliefs that made this country strong and great, or taking a turn going down the European path where the state becomes God and leading essentially down to the degradation of the individual and the repression of religious freedoms and things of that nature. And of course, if you've been following some of the issues in this election, and you're curious as to which candidates they were supporting or which party they said was going one way or the other, I'll give you a hint. It was at the Democrat convention that God was booed. It wasn't at the Republican convention, and if that gives you an idea where I'm at as well. But I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 2. Proverbs 29, verse number 2, the Bible says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And it's not an isolated statement in the Bible. Let me go down to Proverbs chapter 28 as well. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 12, the Bible says, "When righteous men do rejoice, there's great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. And we were talking after the program last night. I went up with my wife and also a friend of mine, Frank, Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Of course, Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is a sponsor of Live with Pastor Al. And you can find Frank at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton at 6668 Royalton Road in North Royalton, Ohio. And my wife and Frank and I were talking. We got something to eat after the program. And we were talking about how it just seems the increase in evil, the increase of wickedness that we see in our country today. And that phrase there in that passage, I just read Proverbs 28 to 12 through 16, where he says, so is the wicked rule over the poor people. I remember asking the question, when have you ever heard a presidential candidate say that one of the reasons that he deserves to be in office is because he's increased the number of people on welfare? That, to me, is backward thinking. The Bible says, it talks about helping the poor and all of that. That's to be sure. But the object of a godly leader should be to get people off from welfare and help people be able to succeed in this country. And I was thinking about out in Richfield, where I live, and we had an area where they were trying to attract some businesses, and over in, I think it was Brooklyn, Ohio, on the west side of Cleveland, they had American Greetings wanted to expand, and the local government there wasn't really being that helpful, and I don't know all the details on the story, and it happened about a year or so ago, and they didn't get the help from the local government where they were, and they were talking about leaving the state. And I remember talking at the time saying, well, I know how we could get American Greetings to come here to Richfield. We got this great office park right here at 77 and at 271. And if Richfield said, hey, we'll give you tax breaks to come out here and we'll help you out with this and do that, I bet we could have got them out there and provided jobs and all kinds of things. And they didn't do that, of course, but and thankfully American Greetings did locate somewhere, stay here in Ohio. But we were talking about that, saying, you know, just by doing some of these things, we could encourage them to come and bring all those jobs, and we would have got the tax revenue from the people working there, and it would have been a win-win situation. But what I'm getting at is we seem to live in a day when government officials want to restrict and hinder the activity of people who want to create jobs or expand a number of existing jobs in an area. And that's, you know, I just to have a problem with that as a pastor, as a Christian, as a citizen. And I'm reminded there, Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, people mourn. And there's other verses along with that, Proverbs 28, verse 28, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. When they perish, the righteous increase. And you do, when you see the wickedness in government increase, it's just like people step back and they try to just hunker down and hopefully get a change of administration here. But certainly, I look at these things that are happening, and I just want to touch on a couple things. We'll get to our callers. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. And I was thinking there's at least three cases in the Bible where you see God judging nations. And one is their treatment of children. The inhabitants of the land of Canaan were driven out because of their sacrificing, amongst other things, they're sacrificing their children to idols, causing their children to pass through the fire to Moloch. Leviticus 18, their last half of the chapter, 21 through verse 30, talks about that at length. And in fact, God even brought judgment on Judah, the southern kingdom, when King Manasseh, who sacrificed his own son to Moloch, passed through the fire to Moloch, and he brought judgment on them, said he was going to push the Jewish people off the land for the same reason that he brought or pushed the Canaanites out of the land. And that was because of their idolatry, because of their wickedness. And we see abortion. And, you know, the issues couldn't be much more distinct today. If you're pro-life, look at the parties. Which party is pro-abortion? Which party is pro-life? The Democrats will not even allow a pro-life speaker on the platform. And certainly our president has done more to further abortion on demand and federal funding for abortion. And even as a state senator, he voted against saving the lives of unborn children. And that's wickedness. That's evil. God judged nations for sacrificing their children. And we're sacrificing our children, among them the weakest of them, the unborn children, on the altar of personal convenience. That's really what it comes down to. And then another one real quick, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their endorsement of homosexuality. And we have a president who endorsed a same-sex marriage. And make this short, we also know several times in the Old Testament, at least four times, God promised to bless those that would bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. We have an administration that basically, they've not blessed Israel. Let's put it that way. They're not a friend of the Jewish nation. I could talk about that at length, but we've got callers calling in, and I'm going to take our first call here. We have David in North Olmsted. David, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Hello, Pastor Al.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
Very well. Glad to have you on.
Thank you again. Hey, I was just calling that. Do you think you'll ever get tired of listening to the political side of this stuff? You know, with all the commercials and all the other stuff that goes on, do you ever really get tired of that at all?
Do I get tired of that? You're talking about the ads, or are you talking about the discussion?
The whole thing, really. And the ads is really the climax of the, you know, what really gets to, I guess. You'll have to kind of hear it over and over again. Even though I don't watch TV, so I don't hear that. But I know 4 or 5 years ago when I used to watch, that was really, I finally got tired of listening to all the bad stuff. You know, you usually got dirtier and dirtier the closer it got to the election and all, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in fact, the Democrats have put out an ad why young women should vote for President Obama. And the young woman that's speaking on the ad, she's an actress, and her whole ad is done with kind of the suggestion that she's equating when she voted for President Obama 4 years ago, and not mean to be too blunt or graphic, but equivalent to losing her virginity. And that's what the Democrat Party's putting out there. And again, I go back to Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And I mourn when a major political party in our country put out ads that are filthy, basically, suggestive sexually and things like that. That's not the way we should be conducting political affairs in this country. And when you asked about the talk about politics and all that, actually, I'm kind of a political junkie. If I wasn't saved and I wasn't doing a Christian talk show, I'd probably do a political current events talk show because I enjoy that. And most of it, I just kind of let roll over a lot of the ads because you get so many of them. I kind of look at it this way. When they're paying for those ads, people are working. That's probably the biggest job creation that the Democrats do, and the Republicans, too, every 4 years, a presidential election. They put a lot of people to work. There's people who are producing those ads, and then the money they spend, you know, on radio stations, just like right here that I'm on, they spend money getting those ads on the radio, on the television, and that's probably the only time a lot of these people pump a lot of money into the private economy. Is when they're paying for these ads.
On the other side, I get it. I'm away from politics. I asked you. I thought you probably would love that forever and ever. But on the other side, about abortion, you think abortion, probably the main reason about abortion is because they just want to keep fornicating, you think?
That's part of it. They don't want any inconvenience. That's what it comes down to. They don't want the inconvenience of having a child. Well, I'm sorry. That child is awful inconvenienced when it gets killed. That child didn't ask to be born. I just heard a brief statement, I think as Chris Matthews was saying something to the effect of, you gotta believe the Bible or something to be pro-life, something to that effect. I'm probably getting that not quite exactly accurate, but you don't have to just merely believe the Bible. I mean, Psalm 139 is very clear that the unborn child is a living human being, but I studied biology. I got a biology degree from Colorado State University, and let me tell you, an unborn child is a living organism. It's not dead, and it's a distinct human being. It's distinct from its mother. It's distinct from its father. Medically, biologically, there's no question that life begins at conception. That's not even up for question. It's only by people who don't know what they're talking about or don't want to know.
Yeah, but before you even get to the conceiving of the thing, the kid, it's the fornication, which is still running through your head.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
You get in a bed is what I'm talking about.
Well, and look at that ad where this young woman coaches the whole...
Have a good day.
All right. Sorry, you're kind of breaking up there in the end, but appreciate that. But again, that ad that I saw that's running, where she uses the analogy of fornication as a reason why you ought to vote for President Obama. I mean, that's depraved. As Proverbs 29:2 says, when the wicked bear rule, people mourn. And you know what? It's not everybody that mourns, because there's a lot of people who... they enjoy the same depravity. They enjoy the same wickedness. They enjoy the same sin. And as a result, it doesn't bother them. They enjoy it. Romans chapter 1, talking about people falling into sinful lifestyles, and talking about homosexuality and talking about fornication and all of these things, comes down to this at the very end. And Romans 1 and verse 32 let me go back up a little bit further here, get a little better context here. Verse 29 through the end of chapter 1 of the book of Romans says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. And then he sums it up and concludes in verse 32 by saying, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but notice this last phrase, but have pleasure in them that do them. Again, I go back to Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. You know, the wicked don't mourn. It's the God-fearing people that mourn. It's the people who have at least a speck of conscience about them. They mourn over the state of their country. They mourn over the state of their leadership, or what passes for leadership in a country. And when we see these things happen, we ought to mourn, and we ought to pray for our country. You know, Manasseh, King Manasseh of Judah, one of the most vile, wicked kings that ever was, and so vile that God said he was going to disperse the Jewish people from the land. He was himself taken captive by the Assyrians, put in a dungeon in Babylon. And there he repented and turned to God. And God said, you know, I'll delay the judgment, but you won't see it. And his grandson, Josiah, was one of the most godly kings of the southern kingdom. And God said, I'll delay the judgment. Josiah realized the judgment was deserved. But God said, I'll delay it, because you've repented and you've put me first. And he said, I'll delay the judgment. You won't see it. It'll come afterwards. And, you know, I think our country with homosexuality, abortion, all these things, our treatment of Israel, I do think our country deserves judgment. But I'm optimistic that we could have a change of pace. We could come to some national repentance and national revival and turn back to God, and God could delay it for a little bit. But it'll come eventually. United States doesn't figure too prominently in the end days prophecies. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. We have Nancy in Euclid on the line. And Nancy, welcome Live with Pastor Al.
Yes, Pastor Al, thank you for taking my call. It was good to see you at the Battleground Stage Talking Tour last night.
All right, that's the name of it, right.
Dennis Prager, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, John Boyd. You know, I had started thinking more about witnessing to Jewish people. I know Dennis Prager mm-hmm. and Michael Medved are Jewish. I'm not sure about Hugh Hewitt and John Boyd. But also, I have two friends that I started dialoguing with on Facebook, because one of them, and I'll, for purposes of anonymity, I'll call them Jack and Jill. One is a male, one's a female. So Jack put on his Facebook, "Here's your happy Buddha tip for the day." So that was a perfect opening. I know
right.
he's Jewish. So a perfect opening to witness to him. You know, you don't need to get your tips from Buddha. You need to read the Bible. You know, Jesus Christ should be your... but anyhow, it got into a little dialogue on there, and then I'll call her Jill. She got on there, and she said, "I don't think that Jack really wants to talk about this kind of thing on Facebook." So then I started witnessing her, too. You know, it's sort of comical. But did you have any simple ways to engage Jewish people, start the conversation, something that they can really understand or relate to or might get their attention? I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm really not a real expert on Jewish evangelism, but I would suggest just to study what Paul did in the book of Acts, because he went to the Jew first. And in almost every case, and also Peter's great message on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, I believe it is, in each case, they presented Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And I think that's probably one of the best ways, is to show that Jesus Christ fulfilled all the prophecies that relate to the Messiah. You know, there are a number of Jewish people I've heard tell that are more and more coming to the conclusion that Jesus Christ just may have been the Messiah. And I believe that eventually, of course, certainly after the rapture, after God, you know, catches away the believers out of the world, but during the course of the tribulation period, the midpoint of that, I believe the Jewish people as a group, you know, the bulk of them will accept Jesus as their Messiah at that time. But we can still reach Jewish people today, and people are doing it. And I think the same thing. You just you show them from their scriptures, which is our Old Testament, that Jesus is the Messiah, and concentrate on that and the fulfillment of prophecy and things of that nature, and pray that God gives you openings, and you know they can see your willingness to answer their questions. And you know, when you come across like the false Christians of the past, you know, under the banner of the Catholic Church that exterminated the Jews as Christ killers, a lot of times, unfortunately, that's the way Jews view evangelical Christians and Baptists. You know, a lot of times the Jewish people don't realize the Baptists were exterminated along with the Jewish people by the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages. Because we were killed because we didn't go along with the Catholic Church. We were called dissenters. We were called Anabaptists. We were called heretics. And our ancestors were thrown into prisons. They were burned at the stake, hung, and heads chopped off. All those things because they did not bow to the Church. They bowed to Christ instead. Many of the reformers, the information that they got, Martin Luther and Huss and Wycliffe and things like that, really came from the influence of Baptists that were existing at that time. I hear the music there, Nancy, and we're about out of time. So,
well, thank you very much.
Appreciate
That's
your
very
call.
Helpful.
Thank you very
you
much.
So much.
And,
God bless.
And pray for him. God bless. And wanted to touch on just one thing more here as we're going. Go online. Look up this growing scandal with the Benghazi incident. And it appears clear from the emails that were sent out and the things that took place that, you know, we have a president that knew that our embassy, or should have known our embassy, was under attack and had the power to send in military assets, and they asked for military assets and they were denied. People could have been, lives could have been saved. And I was thinking, how do you go to bed knowing he could have saved those lives and then lie about it? Well, when the wicked beareth rule, people mourn. We're out of time. God bless. Join us next week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. You can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220, The Word.
Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220, The Word, or Salem Communications.